from Psalm and from John, a song of thanks. This psalm is a song of thanks, and it reminds us of the requests as it gives up its response to the prayer. The beauty of the poem is shown by the way it clearly declares the love of God. In the response to the petitions, we hear how the life of the psalmist has been gifted. The sadness turned to joy with dancing, and no longer dressed in sackcloth, but clothed in joy, and the end of the silence, but rejoicing with praise. From sadness to happiness, we hear the wonders of the Lord in this psalm. So when we hear Jesus asking his disciples if they're feeling like jumping ship, along with the others who are not sure what Jesus is planning for them, what is their response? From John 6. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." End quote. This can be our response as well when asked, "To whom shall we go? Lord, you have the words of eternal life, and we need your words. We need your life, and we follow your call so we too can rejoice in the grace you give to us freely." We dance and sing songs of praise to the God who gives us the open gate of salvation. In a time of uncertainty, you are the one we can turn to. You, Lord, give us hope when all seems confusing and frustrating. We look for a relationship with the one God who created all things and will never leave us. You have opened the gate of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. You are our God, and we are your people, and in Jesus is our open gate to eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Father, yours is the name we call upon in our sadness and in our joy. You are the one who knows us and all our needs. You continually create for us newly every day all that is good for us. You, God, have always known us and have shown your love for us even when we don't understand what you are about to do. When you ask us where we will go, our response will always be, "To you, Father, to your Son, Jesus Christ, and in your Spirit of truth, we will trust." You have the words of eternal life that leads us to the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.